We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph, page 114. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ner Shemunach Achorei Hadelas, a candle that is situated behind the door, Aser Levtoach Hadelas, it is Aser to open the door. The Rama says, Kedarko, the regular way, which is in a strong way, Shema Yechavenu HaRuach, but what if you open the door, when the candle is behind it, the wind is going to come and blow out the candle. Avalino hadelas kenegdo mutter, but to close the door kenegad the candle, that would be permissible. Vuhadin v'chalon she kenegad haner shal ashulchan, the same din will apply to a window that's across from a candle on the table. So there's going to be three halachas in Sif Aleph. The first halacha is a ner that's achorei hadelas. You can't open the door because the wind is going to blow out the candle. Then the Mechaber says v'im hu kavua b'kosal she'achorei hadelas. If the candle is set in the wall that is behind the door, Aser liftoach hadelas uvenalo kedako, it is aser to open and close the door the normal way. Shema tehei hadelas no keshes alav utachabenu, because they're worried the door is going to bang against it and it's going to extinguish it because it's in the wall. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why it's a problem closing the door. L'chora, it should just be a problem opening the door. When you open the door, it's going to bang against the wall. Elo poseach v'noa benachas. Rather, what do you do to avoid the wall banging, the door banging into the wall and extinguishing the candle? You open it gently, and you close it gently, and that will take care of that problem. The third case in the Mechaber is, v'im hu kavua badelas atzmo. If the candle is actually set in the door, let's say there's a little shelf on the door, it's actually in the door, shepsichoso unilaso mikarev hashemen laner o machiko mimenu. Opening and closing the door brings the oil closer to the wick or further from the wick. Aser lepaso ulana'olo, that's a problem of lighting a fire or extinguishing as the oil gets closer or further from the wick, and therefore it is aser to open or close the door. The Rama writes, Ubener shal shava mutter liftoach v'lino, but a wax candle would be permissible to open and close the door, afal pishu kavua badelas, even though the candle is set in the door. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, Sifkaton Aleph. The first halacha, again, we said was, and there that's munach achorei hadelas, it's aser to open and close the door. Aser to open the door, because it might get extinguished by the wind. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Aleph, v'ein chiluk bazeh b'ner shel shemen o shava v'chelev. In terms of this halacha, the wind blowing out the candle by opening the door, it does not matter if the candle is made out of oil or the candle is made out of wax or fat. Achorei hadelas, the candle is behind the door. Kigon delas sheniftachas lifnim, like a door that opens inward. Ome acharei munach babayas ner dolok, and behind it rests in the house a lit candle. Vidafka kashu nege psichas hadelas mamish. This is only a problem when the candle is across from the opening of the door mamish. The karov el hadelas, and the candle is near the door. Beinyan shekeshe yipatach hadelas, in such a way that when you open the door, yuchal lihikabos ayidei haruach hamenashemi bachutz, it's able to extinguish the candle from the wind outside. So the candle is situated in such a way that by opening the door and allowing the wind in, the wind is going to extinguish the candle. Umashakosav kedarko, that which the Rama added on, that it's usr to open the door kedarko, which means in a strong way. So I am a Magen Avraham shakosav the Tos Sofer, who the Magen Avraham writes that that's actually a mistake. That filu imu poseach ad elas benachas. It shouldn't matter how you open the door, because even if you open the door gently, mikomokom haruach habami bachutz menashe v'usr. Either way, if the problem over here is that the wind comes from the outside and extinguishes the candle, it shouldn't matter whether you're opening the door with force or you're opening up gently. Either way, the wind's going to come in and extinguish it, and therefore the Magen Avraham says that it's a mistake to say kedarko, it's usr either way. The chain sasmu kama achronim, and so too write many achronim, v'ayim bir alocha, again, that there is no chiluk whether you open it with force, you open it gently, if the issue is the wind being allowed in to extinguish the candle. Sifkaton Gimel, we're worried, Shema Yechabenu HaRuach. Ayin b'Magen Avraham, Simen Tov Kuf Yudalat, Sifkaton Yudah, Afilu im Ein HaRuach, Menashev Ata, Gamken Yesh Leser. Opening the door, even when there's absolutely no wind outside, is going to be aser. The b'chol rega v'rega haruach menashev, because at any moment the wind can start blowing. The ef shel lahavchin b'zeh, and you can't tell when the wind is going to start, and therefore that is very risky, and therefore it is aser. However, v'yesh mekilim b'zeh, there are those who are lenient that if there is no wind blowing outside, that it is mutter to open the door. V'nir li, says the Chafetz Chaim, it appears to me that b'mekom hatchak, in a pressing situation, yesh lahokel b'zeh k'sheposeach hadelas b'nachas la'at la'at. One can be lenient to open the door If there's no wind blowing, if he opens the door gently, shelo yigrom hadelas gufa l'ruach sheyavo, so that the door itself at least will not cause any wind to blow. So if there's no wind outside and you're doing it gently, so the door is not causing any wind, so then in a pressing situation, one can open the door. The Ramah said, avalinol hadelas kenegdo mutter, but in this situation, we're worried about the wind, closing the door would be okay. Sifkat and Dalad. Shebaze eino ose klum. Lo mechabev lo mavir. By closing the door, you're not really doing anything. You're not extinguishing and you're not igniting. If you look at note number 5, he points out a very interesting psak from a Shlomo Zalman. Mikan lomer agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach. From here, Shlomo Zalman learns lagabe shaon Shabbas, by a Shabbos clock. Hamuchuvun mi'erev Shabbos lahafsig et zerem hachashmal b'shoa mesuyemes. That was set from before Shabbos to go off, to stop the electricity at a certain time, shemuter l'shanoso sheyafsik mu'uchar yoser, that you'd be allowed to change it, pull out the pegs and reset up the pegs in a way that it will go off later. Shemi'achar she'enu elam marchik as hadavar hamuneya as hemshel zerem hachashmal, because since all you're doing is pushing off the thing that's going to hold back the electricity from flowing. So it's similar, says Shlomo Zalman, to this case of closing the door and making the wind stop. And therefore, the same way that you are allowed to do this, you can also delay the closing of the electricity by pulling away the pegs and moving them later. Ulam huva shlemaisa horali mona mikach imlo letzara godol. However, Halach lemaisa Shlomo Zalman said one should not do this unless there is a great need. Meidach, on the other hand, the other poskim argue. Ramosha writes shenechshav adaver kamalacha gemura. This is considered a complete malacha by moving the pegs, and it's aser. The chen das of Yoshev, and he explains shekevan shu machshir hametuchnun lifol kach. This is the way this mechanism works. Eino nechshav kegrama. Moving the pegs is not only considered grama, elo kamaisa biyadayim. It's considered doing a maisa biyadayim. V'chein das agon Rav Nissen Karelitz, shebechol ofen ein lechavin b'shabbos ashon ha-shabbos. You can't play around with the Shabbos at all. But I wanted to bring this note down, even though all the posts are really machmir, for the psak that Shlomo Zalman says, we see from this halacha that the same way that you can close the door, even though it's going to stop the wind, that's okay, so too you would be able to move the pegs to stop the going off of the electricity so that it will extend a little bit longer. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura Sifkat on Hay. Case number 2 that we discussed was you had a nair that was kavua bakosel, it was set in the wall that was behind the door, and we said it's usher to open and close the door the regular way with strength because the door might bang against the candle and extinguish it. So says the Mishabura Sifkat on Hay kavua bakosel, Rasulomra means to say shadelas posachas lefin, the door opens inward. The haner kavua bakosel, and the ner is set in the wall. Ba'ofen she'imipasa chadeles tinkosh v'tagia el ner shalachareha. It's set in such a way that if you open the door, it's going to bang against the candle that's behind it. So therefore, we said it's going to be usher to open it and close it the regular way. Sifkat on vav, the achronim kasvu de bazel lino shari. Really, in this case, the closer should be okay. De lo yavo ayidei zel kibui. Opening it, we understand, you might bang into the wall where the candle is and it'll extinguish it, but closing it, how is that going to cause kibui? So therefore, they argue with the mechaber. However, I am the primi gadam sheyishek tzasi v'mechaber. The primi gadam comes to answer up the mechaber, and he says, "Demari shanoel b'koch." It's talking about where you're slamming the door shut with a lot of strength. That way, the whole wall shakes. The yavul kibui, and it will come to extinguish the fire as well. What does it mean it will extinguish it? That it will go out, but it will move some of the oil away from the wick. Or it will cause some of the oil to go closer to the wick, and it will be a problem of mavir. So the Prima Gadam tries to answer for the Mechaber, even though the Achronim really take issue with this Mechaber, that it should only be a problem of opening it where the door might bang in to where the candle is, and not closing it. And then we said the third case was in the Mechaber, that if you have the Nair set into the door, so by opening and closing the door, you're making automatically the oil that's in the candle go closer or further to the wick, and that is a problem of igniting or extinguishing on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Zayin, Mikarev Hashemen, V'yesh bazeh mishum mavir o mechabe, and that's a problem of igniting or extinguishing. V'af agav de'enu mechavein, even though you don't mean to ignite it or extinguish it by opening the door, you just want the door open, mikomakom psik reishahu. Still, that will be a psik reisha, and therefore, if the candle is in the door, Specifically, if it's an oil candle, that will be a problem opening and closing because it's a psik resha that the oil will go closer or further from the Ner. Now, if we look at note number 7, we'll see an interesting note that brings in Ner Chanukah, very appropriate that tonight is Chanukah. Omnam legabe Ner Chanukah b'lal Shabbos. When Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, sheyesh mi shematir lekovam badelas. There are some who are matir to put the Chanukah candles on Shabbos in the door. Ubebir deya zu kosta b'sharat zion sham, and the Sharat Zion explains how could it be matir to put the Ner Chanukah in the door. So they explain b'shem the tour shaladaitam ein zep sikresha sheyikar v'hashem laner or yisrael chagmenu. So shita number one is like the tour that it's really not a psik resha. V'tam no sov kosov sham b'shem hagra. Another explanation is given b'shem the gra shedeya zu savers kadas ha'aruch. That this opinion holds, even though it is a psik resha, but they go like the sheet of the Aruch, Hamuvas, B'shulchan Aruch L'kamon, Shepsik resha lo nichle mutter. The Aruch's famous sheet is that a psik resha lo nichle is mutter, and therefore, even if it will be a psik resha, you don't really care, you just want your door open and closed, you don't care if the oil is going further or closer to the wick, and therefore it will be mutter. L'inyin halacha, kasav mishabur l'kamon, and mishabur writes later on, halacha l'maisa, that, and the Sharat Zion over there, kedeya ha'useres. They say that Allah L'maisa is like the opinion that Asr's Kamosha Sasama Shulchan Aruch Kan. The Shulchan Aruch over here says that it's Asr. The reason is it's a Psek Reisha. So even though there's a Shita that says differently, Allah L'maisa, we hold that it is Asr. Back to the Mishavur, the second line is of Katan Zayin. V'imu poslo v'nolo benachas. But if you open or close the door gently, v'inyan shelo yehe Psek Reisha mutter. You do it in a way that it won't be a psik resha, it's not a guarantee that the oil will go closer or further from the wick, then it'll be permissible. The ain iser betiltel hadelas. What about moving the door stam? If it has a candle in it, l'chor, the door should be a basis. It should be a base for something that is usr to move, for basis for mukta, which is usr itself. Says the Mishabura, the ain iser betiltel hadelas. Mishum haner hamukta akavua ba. There is no iser in moving the door because of the mukta ner that's set inside of it. Why? Lufi shadelas lo nasis basis lo ner, because the door does not become a basis for the candle. Lufi shi chashuva shemishameshes labayis. The door is considered servicing the house. Ubetela etzlo velo lahaner. And therefore the door is bottled to the house, it's not bottled to the candle, and therefore even though there is a candle resting on the door, it does not make the door into a basis, and it is mutter to open it and close it. Note number 8 discusses an interesting thing. So l'maisa, it's mutter to open it and close it, midin basis, but do you have to remove it before Shabbos l'chadchila or not? So says note number 8, v'ha'im tzarach l'hosir as haner me'adelos me'er Shabbos, do you have to remove the candle from the door on Erev Shabbos, kedei limnoa as tiltulo min atzad b'psichos adelos b'Shabbos, in order to prevent this moving of the candle through tiltul min atzad by opening the door on Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman says, she'ein tzarach l'asas kein, you don't have to do that. Rebbe Yosef says, Shayare as Dvar Hashem, Yosir as Hamukta, Mi Erev Shabbos, that you should in fact remove the candle from before Shabbos, if you're able to. Kedei shelo yavo'u letaltelo b'Shabbos tiltul min atzad, in order to avoid moving it on Shabbos, even through the form of tiltul min atzad. V'hosef, and he adds on, Shem yeish tircha v'davre ein tzarech la'asiro, if it'll be a big tircha, you don't have to remove it. Note number 9 says an interesting thing. We said in the Mishabur that even though the candle's in the door is not a basis to the candle, because really it's just bottled to the entire house. Says note number 9, V'chein l'gabe beged ol shulchon sheyesh aleihem kama prutos. So too l'gabe a garment or a table that has a few coins on it. We're going to see later on in Hilchos Muktzah, she'enam ne'asarim midin basis. It does not make the garment or the table into a basis having a few pennies on it. Kevan she'en odom mevatel as bigdo v'shulchon ol prutos. A person would never be mevatel his garment or his table just to house a few prutos on it. Memela v'haprutos betelos l'gabeihem. And therefore the prutos are bottled to the beged to the beggar or the shulchan, and does not make it a basis. Let's see the last mishavura is of katan ches shal shava. We said in the Ramah that if it's a wax candle, then it's mutter to open and close, even though it's set in the door. So zakta mishavura shal shava v'shal chela. The same thing if it's wax or if it's from congealed fat. That's because there's no problem with these things of moving the oil closer or further. But if opening the door is a chash that it's going to cause the candle to go out totally, then it will be usher to open the door even if it has a wax candle on it. Now here we're saying very clearly that there's no problem of being mekarev or merachik the shemen by a wax candle. If you look at note number 11, he reminds us of a discussion we had earlier. The afal pishul inyan iser hakriya loor haner mechshasha miyata. Even though when we discussed earlier that you can't read by a candlelight because of a concern you might come to tilt it, Kaswa Ayiraba Vehagra Sha'asa Likro Aflo Or Shalner Shava. These Achronim said you can't even read by a wax candle. Lafisha Yesh Locho Shemiyata. So we're worried you might tilt it. Here we're saying we're not worried about Shemiyata. So the Bir Alocha explains earlier, Sheisoda Isr Likro Lor Haner Hu Achsha Shemiyata Es Haner Bekavana. The concern if you read next to a candle is you might come to tilt the candle on purpose. And therefore, you have to be concerned even by a wax candle, because when you're doing it b'kavana, then we're worried shemiyata even by ner shava. But where the chash is that you're moving the candle and it might come to extinguish it, there we say ein lochosh lakach b'ner shel shava. There we're not worried about it. You don't have kavana to be yata, so we're not worried you're going to be yata. Shere ein ze psik resha. That's not a psik resha. That is the bir halacha that explained to us earlier, that halacha. The last part of note 11 is a very important akuda, and that is ulagabe neiro samitsuyim bismanenu, candles that we have nowadays, shem oven b'miksas. We have like Shabbos candles that are thicker wax candles. So the Or LeZion writes, shedinam kinero shel shemen. They have the same din as an oil candle. Sharei miskabet b'piyem ha-shemen. Because when you have a thicker wax candle, so the wax, as it melts and becomes oil, is still sitting on top. And therefore, by moving the candle, there's a concern, like a shemiyata. The oil might get closer to the wick, might get further to the wick, and it would be a problem. When we say it's mutter and there's no problem of the oil going closer or further by a wax candle, that's by a ner Chanukah. The skinny, colorful ner Chanukah candles, there's no concern because there's no makom really for the oil to be hanging out. But if you have a thicker candle that some people use for Shabbos candles, or if you have the Neirunim, which certainly melt away into oil, then certainly would be a problem of Shemayata. Let's go weiter and see the Mechaber in Zibbez. Oser liftoach hadelas keneged hamadura shikrova ktsas el hadelas. It is oser to open a door across from some kind of bonfire if it is close to the door. Vafilu einsham el ruach metsuya. Even if outside there's only a regular wind, no strong wind, a regular wind, you still can't open the door if there is a madura there. Avlim hoya pasua kenegda. But if the door was open, mutter lesagra, you're allowed to close it. Ve'ein bo mishum mechabe, there is no problem of extinguishing. The Mishavua will explain this. Sefkot and Tes, you are not allowed to open a door keneged hamadura mipnei sheharuach hamenashev, because the wind that's going to be blowing in gorim lahavir hamadura yoser, it causes the fire to get ignited more. Like when you blow on a fire, it gets ignited more. So by opening the door and allowing the wind in, you're igniting the fire more, and it's aser. V'afal pi she'enu mechavin baze, even though that's not your kavan and open the door, you wanted to go outside. Mikomakom psik reishu, it's a psik reishu that by opening the door, the wind's going to come in and it's going to cause a greater havara of the madura. Therefore, it's aser. But the Mechaber told us, even if it's a ruach she'enu metsuya, even if it's only a ruach metsuya, it's a regular wind. Why should a regular wind be aser? Says the Mishavura Sefkoton Yud, Ratzalomer after Ayidei Ruach Mutsuya Ein Derech HaMadura Lahaver Yoser Afil Hachi Aser. Even though by a regular Ruach Mutsuya, by opening the door, it's not really going to ignite the fire anymore, still it's Aser. Digazrinan Otu She'enu Mutsuya. We're worried, we make a Xavier, you can't open the door when there's a regular wind there, because you might come to open the door when there's a big wind there, that would cause the Havara. Vim Ein Sham Ruach Klal, if there's absolutely no wind there, then it would be Mutter. The reason for that is it would be like already a Xavier L'Xavier. We're not going to make a gzeira. There's absolutely no wind. We only make a gzeira when there's a regular wind, or to a case where there's a very strong wind, which would cause the havara. V'im ayidei defikas hadelas ose ruach mutsuya. If because of the banging of the door, it creates a ruach mutsuya, mashma bechidushi haran da aser. So the Ran says it's going to be aser, even creating a regular wind by opening the door. So the door would have to be opened in a gentle way when there is no wind outside, and then it would be okay. But if you open the door in a stronger way, which creates a ruach metsuya, or there's a ruach metsuya outside, it would be forbidden. But the Mechaber ended off and said, but to close the door would be okay, and it's not a problem of Mechaber, even though it's getting the wind from outside, closing the door and cutting off the wind would not be a problem of Mechaber. Says the Mishabura in Yud Aleph, V'afal pi sharuach haya mavira. Even though the wind was igniting it, it was giving power to the flame. Ein bo mishum mechabe. Closing the door is not a problem of extinguishing. She'ena ose klum ela otzer haruach. You're not doing anything. You're just stopping the wind. The imtichbe tichbe. If it goes out, it goes out. But you're not considered extinguishing it. There's an interesting note over here, and that's note number 16. And we'll end with this. Even though when it comes to an oven that has burning coals in it, the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier in Reish Nuntes, Sha'asr Yisrael listom as pia tanur, that a Yisrael is usher to close up the opening of the oven, mishum kibyu agacholim, because that causes the coals that are in there that are ignited to go out. So what's the difference? If I have the wind that's feeding the fire over here, I can close the door, even though it's going to cause the fire to go out, no problem. But if there are coals in the oven, I can't close the door because that's going to cause the coals to go out. What's the difference? So the Minchas Yitzchak explains as follows. Sheha'avir shebetanur nitzrach le'etzem bi'iras ha'esh. When it comes to an oven that has burning coals in there, whatever air there is in the oven is needed for the burning of the fire. V'lochenu nechshav kechomer hadleika. Therefore, the air that's in there is like the material causing the fire. It's like the oil. V'dino shel hamono, and the halacha of the one who's going to prevent it from being there is kedin hamamayit shem baner. It's like taking away oil from the candle, because the air that's in there is absolutely necessary for the fire. So taking away the air by closing the door that way is like taking away the oil. Therefore, it's aser. Shum kimechaber sa'esh mamish. It's like extinguishing the fire mamish. Mash'enkein b'ner hadolag babayis, which is not the case when you have a fire burning in a house, a candle. Shebabayis yesh harbe avir. In the house is a much wider area, so there's a lot of air in the house. So the wind that's coming from the outside is only like blowing the fire a little more, so it shouldn't get extinguished. But it's not feeding off that wind, because there's enough air in the house for the fire to really be going. As opposed to the oven, taking away that fire is like a guarantee of putting out the fire. Over here, closing the door is not taking away the air that's in the house. There's air that the fire could live off in the house. Therefore, one who prevents the air from coming in from the outside is only considered holding back something. And the malocha happens on its own. Even though we're going to learn later that a malacha done through grama is aser, that's only if you're doing something that's being garm a malacha. Which is not the case when you're just taking away something that's preventing something, and that way the malacha is done on its own, that would be not a problem. So that is the conclusion over here. To summarize the base, it would be aser to open a door across from a medura if it's close by, if there's a regular wind, or if there's a strong wind, or if opening the door causes the wind. But if there's absolutely no wind, and you're not doing it in a rough way, you're doing it gently, it would be mutter. But in terms of closing a door that's open, we said that that's 100% fine. That's not a problem of being mechaber. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.